I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, we'll look back at the most glamorous and deadliest days of Grand Prix racing. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
The pre-Super Bowl stories are coming in waves, and one of them suggests that at the event itself in New Orleans, Roger Goodell will be the most hated man in town. Did the author of that story not see that Commissioner Goodell had reinstated Saints head coach Sean Payton following his Bountygate suspension?
Well, I suspect that folks noticed that they re-signed Coach Payton for a lot of money. Yeah, Roger Goodell is not very popular in New Orleans. I can see their point, but I also find this sort of redemption saga that, New Orleans wasn't really trying to deliberately hurt other football players to be kind of nauseating, because they actually were.
Following the AFC Championship game last Sunday, the wife of Patriots receiver Wes Welker Facebooked some things about retiring Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis that were perhaps less than gracious, though they were more or less true. And now Mrs. Welker has apologized for what exactly?
Telling the truth about Ray Lewis, but in an inaccurate fashion. As part of her Facebook page, she sends people to Ray Lewis's Wikipedia page. And while he was indeed acquitted for murder, and he does have six children by four different women, those four women are not his wives. Only a Game regrets the error.
Only a Game didn't make the mistake.
But we regret the error nonetheless.
Here's where the pre-Super Bowl stories get sillier. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick wants to trademark something called Kaepernicking. Is that anything like Tebowing?
Actually, it sort of is, except you're standing up and you're not exactly talking to God. You're being impressed with your own arms.
Oh.
You kiss your biceps.
Oh, okay.
Which is better than kissing someone else's biceps.
And he wants to trademark
that. He wants to trademark Kaepernicking, yes. Actually, he filed it with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office on January 14th, and he's going to use it on clothing, specifically T-shirts, and won't that be fun?
For some reason, Jim Irsay, who owns the Colts, tweeted on Sunday that he would send $8,500 to the first person who accurately predicted the score of the Pats-Ravens game, and it turned out he wasn't kidding.
No, he actually did. There's a guy named Jason, and Jason predicted that Baltimore would win 27-13. They actually won 28-13, so he was within the Jim Irsay margin of error. And he got a message from Irsay asking for his mailing address, and the next day, $8,500 in $100 bills showed up in a FedEx package.
Isn't that great?
I don't know if, Jim, has learned his cash dispersal patterns from the University of Kentucky basketball program, but that's neither here nor there. My favorite part of the story? Jason revealed this wonderful good fortune on a fish message board.
Excellent. Excellent. It was a week of upsets in men's college basketball. Number one Duke lost to lowly number 25 Miami, and Villanova upset Louisville. What's going on? Topsy-turvy, the way to describe this year?
It's an interesting year. Everybody at the top is very good. Everybody at the top is flawed. You didn't mention Michigan. They have the same problem Duke and Louisville do. There are ways to beat them.
When the lockout finally ended, the NHL urged teams to engage in all possible activities aimed at winning back fans, and the Columbus Blue Jackets responded. How do you like the way they did it?
Yeah, they put the words, "Thank you, fans," on the back of their jersey above the number. Below the number, it should say, "For being such suckers."
But it doesn't.
It doesn't. That's right.
At the Australian Open this week, world number one Victoria Azarenka had trouble getting past American Sloane Stephens, who was playing in her very first Grand Slam semifinal. After Azarenka missed five game points, she called a medical timeout, saying afterwards that nerves were getting to her. I wasn't aware that jitters constituted a medical emergency.
Apparently, oh my God, I may lose to someone I've never heard of is suddenly like tears your rotator cuff or puts stress on your medial collateral ligament or something. This is the kind of thing that makes people look at tennis and go, ugh.
In hot stove action, the Atlanta Braves acquired right fielder Justin Upton this week from Arizona. You think the young Mr. Upton will find a friend in his new clubhouse?
Yeah, he's going to be playing with his brother BJ Upton for the first time since they were in high school. This was a gigantic trade. Atlanta unloaded five players, including Martin Prado. He's a very good infielder to Arizona. So, Atlanta's sort of cleaning out the closet a little bit.
It's time for a lawsuit of the week related to sports.
Sports!
Rob Stutzman, a public affairs consultant from Sacramento, California, has taken his place at the end of the long line of people suing Lance Armstrong. What's the nature of Mr. Stutzman's brief in brief?
The basis for Mr. Stutzman's lawsuit is a pile of manure, basically. He's suing Lance Armstrong because he bought Lance Armstrong's book and believed it.
So he wants $26.95 back.
Caveat lector, as we used to say in Latin.
All right. Charlie, soccer is about kicking the ball. It's not about kicking the ball boy. Shouldn't somebody have told Chelsea's Eden Hazard that before last weekend's game against Swansea?
Apparently the ball boy, quite cleverly, was like folded over the ball. Like
his team was ahead.
Exactly, and he was sort of like recovering a fumble, as we would say here. And Eden Hazard had enough and started wailing away at him. Luckily, he won't face criminal charges.
And finally, Charlie, I am sure you'll join me in congratulating the lads who play for the English under-15 side Huncote United on their recent 2-0 win in a soccer match with rivals Briarfield. An historic triumph, no?
They had lost 100 times. But what's worse is they'd given up 600 goals.
You're going to lose if you give up 6 goals a game.
The worst they ever lost was 25-0.
That's bad.
They won 2-0 against Briarfield, which reversed a 10-1 thrashing on opening day.
Excellent.
I think we should make an appeal that we should all get Huncote United jerseys, and we should follow the Huncote Uniteds because I think they're on their way now.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places, and of course he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.